The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Well, hello and happy Friday to everybody out there. This has been quite a crazy weather pattern to go with all of the, just the crazy year we've been having in 2020. I actually had a big smudge pile to kind of usher in some new, good, happy energy. Well, hello and welcome. My name is Lindy Lewis, and you're listening to Let Your Color Out Life, and this is the show where we talk to people who are pursuing their passion and who are making a difference in the world where they can with what they might have come across through their own learning experience. So today I feel very happy to invite Chantal Howard into the studio, and she's been studying essential oils and really has a great handle on just the different uses we can have how we can use in this modern day. I mean, the essential oils are very, very powerful in some of the health and healing. I know with my MS journey, I've certainly used it to slow down, relax, and take deeper breaths. And so we'll get into some of that. But in the before we get started, let's talk to Chantal. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, this is such a fun little moment. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just really proud of what you're bringing in. You have I bumped into her at a gathering at a friend's house, a mutual friend, and I just, yeah, you're really doing some great things. So go ahead, tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe your story as to why you decided to really pursue the essential oil path.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm almost 3 years now in Sandpoint. And so it's kind of fun to share a little bit of my backdrop because growing up, I actually grew up in the mountains of Colorado and always wanted to pursue things in just a out of the box kind of way, right? I was homeschooled. It was always DIY, entrepreneurship in the home, just thinking outside of the box. And
your parents.
Yeah, my parents, sure. And just my upbringing in that respect. So when I finally became a mom, which by the way, I have 6 kids now.
She does.
So
she told me that moments ago, and I'm still reeling from that.
When I first became a mom, you know, I encountered for the first time one of those just puzzling feelings of not knowing what to do, right? How do you care for your kids? How do you nurture their health? How do you take care of yourself in the process?
And how do you have an income stream or a career.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, gosh,
and
yeah.
So it was
of most women.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was kind of a godsend because when essential oils kind of came into my life, we were going through a time where my husband's immune system was shot, dealing with allergies, asthma. The kids had been through, one of my daughters had 7 rounds of antibiotics for strep throat. We had one who had a pneumonia. It was just like the year from, you know, where, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was
like
just,
2020, for
yeah,
example.
Yeah, it felt
okay,
a little
okay,
bit like
right,
that.
Little 2020-ish was
yeah,
a precursor.
Maybe a microcosm in my own world, at least.
Right.
And it was really through the invitation of my brother and another friend who just said, you know, have you considered essential oils? And plant-based medicine made a lot of sense to me, but I just was not educated. And so I wanted something that was proven, effective, safe, natural, you know, and just looking for ways to really bring back the vitality of our bodies, really, because and deal with the anxiety. I remember the first time somebody said, "What are you trying to address?" And I said, "Well, my husband's allergies, my kid's immunity, and my sanity."
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And essential oils kind of plopped into my lap, and I began to do a lot of serious research. At the same time, my little brother had passed away recently in the backdrop there, and
okay.
my mother asked for us to do a natural burial. And at that time, that was pretty
goodness,
radical.
We could have a whole show
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, pretty out of the box, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful.
And it was beautiful. It was a really intense moment of sorrow and grief, but it allowed us to encounter that whole process with a whole new lens of just not being afraid. And mm-hmm. and we, of course, we used
trusting the body's wisdom and the
yeah,
knowing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And essential oils came into play there as we anointed his body as a family. And I began to go, okay, these are ancient. These have been around. They have
every religion across the board uses
deeply,
them, right?
Deeply
Egyptian.
Biblical. Deeply.
Cultures, deeply
yes.
biblical, exactly.
Yes.
Wow.
And so that old world knowledge began to surface, and I began to go, okay, this has stood the test of time. Let's dive in deeper. And so from that point on, it's really been a pursuit of understanding what is the chemistry, the application models, the safety parameters, how can we really affect change? And to date, yeah, I've helped coach probably somewhere in the vicinity of 1,500 to 2,000 families.
Oh, fantastic.
So lots of different individuals coming with autoimmune challenges, anxiety, gut issues, immune support, just even the average mom that says, how do I deal with, emergencies within the context of the home? How can I be the healer?
Well, we were kind of joking, when I had my baby, I've got several years on you, but we only really were conditioned to sort of trust the Western medicine. So when he had colic, I'd be like, oh my gosh, something's going to happen. And I probably could have used some of these oils back at that time, but it wasn't the time. It just wasn't the time.
Yeah.
And, those would have helped. Probably there's some tinctures or medicinals, oils you could make that would help with the colic.
Right. And the beautiful thing about where we are right now is that it's not that the two worlds are as divorced as they once were. Mm. We realize that medicine emerged from the study of natural compounds. And we can also acknowledge that natural compounds still have a complexity that surpass us in certain ways and allow for the body to do this really natural coming together. This, homeostasis can be brought about by reinforming the body on kind of just wake it up. Let's, get back to your get back on track.
I'm just going to interject real quick that homeostasis, for those of you, the North Idaho radio, everyone out there listening, it's something that it's balance. I mean, I learned it in science, but I didn't put it in that term, but it truly is a body balance. I mean, bringing back that balance to the system.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. I think the beauty is that the science and the natural world are merging.
Absolutely.
And I love to be a part of that conversation because I think a lot of times people think that it's just a placebo. And while a placebo can sometimes be effective, essential oils are much more than just the smell. Mm-hmm. They're very complex chemistry and they really can make some significant impacts in the body.
You bet. That's fantastic. Well, thank you for coming, and thank you all of you for tuning in to North Idaho Radio. We'll take a short break, and the fun thing is that she brought a bunch of oils, so I get to try them, I think. And we'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the oils and some of her favorites. Thanks so much. Hello, welcome back. My name is Lindy Lewis, and you are listening to Let Your Color Out Living, again, talking with people who are following and pursuing their passions. And this is a great time if you're out there to consider reinventing yourself or adding something more interesting that would be supportive to your health into your day. And it's also very timely to have Chantal with me today. I'm talking with Chantal Howard, who is an oil expert, and she really has quite a bit of knowledge to share with us. So she has some fun holiday things that we'll get to at the end, maybe gatherings. Well, maybe not gatherings, but there will be definitely a way to reach out to Chantal. So we were on the last break, we were just talking about some of your favorites. So why don't you just start in and tell us a little bit? She just handed me one called Breathe, which is clearly my journey with MS and an anxious, naturally anxious system. I need those ones that help just calm me down. And, an oil will change a dynamic in the system on an instant. So maybe you can speak to that.
Absolutely.
A bit.
Yeah, so essential oils fundamentally are plant extracts that have been steam distilled or cold pressed for a health benefit. So they're really concentrated. And being that they're so concentrated, we do want to be aware of a few just basics. So the fundamental things are, of course, aromatherapy, right? We can breathe them. We can inhale them. We can put them in a diffuser. And like you said, have a real instant impact through the amygdala into the brain space, right? The control centers that impact our mood, our emotion, and our hormones and all kinds of other body function, really. it's also going to help impact respiratory health. So the essential oil I passed you happens to be a respiratory blend, a blend with eucalyptus and ravensara, and it has some lemon and melaleuca. And these are oils that are going to be impactful, especially for disrupting any kind of congestion and helping to loosen up and be effective in supporting respiratory health.
I think in this time with everybody with the COVID out there, I mean, this might be just like a staple.
Yeah, this is one of those that you want to keep on hand for sure. Great for the sinuses. And of course, it just, like you said, when you breathed it in, it's a great calming and cleansing experience. You really feel your sinuses open and you go,
and it gets you out of your head.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're all so in our head with what's going on in the world. And I think naturally too, it's just sort of the human condition. It's just active brains.
Exactly.
And this kind of drops you into the body.
Yeah.
You know, by taking a breath, it'll just put you into like a kinesthetic bodily sensation.
You're right. And so that's kind of the foundation, is that aromatic experience. We can use them topically as well for localized health benefits. So for pain, analgesic support for head tension or sore muscles, we do so usually recommending that you use a carrier oil. So that's one of those little, you know, take note pieces, is a carrier oil provides some protection from how intense these oils are for the skin.
So these little bottles, do they have any carrier oil in them, or they're pretty much...
No, essential oils are traditionally just intended to be a pure extract without any carrier. If it's a blend or if it's noted, you'll recognize that. But when you're looking for a therapeutic effect, you really are looking for a pure essential oil. You want to go as organic as possible. You also want to look for sourcing. You want to know your sourcing. And testing is kind of a unfortunate reality, but probably upwards of 80 to 90% of the marketplace does have adulterants. And that just is kind of a hangover from the perfume industry, as well as, of course, just the industry itself just wanting to stretch itself as far as it can. And, you know, it's one thing if you're looking for a nice smell. It's another thing if you're looking to actually solve a problem. So therapeutic grade oils, it's important to know your oils.
I think
oils.
That's such a great question, because this is definitely an emerging field. So you can get them on pretty much every corner. You know, when I would teach a stress management class in at the high school, I would say, you know, pick up, you know, instead of buying, you know, a coffee, go get an oil, you know, or get three coffees, because oils aren't, but you can get them anywhere from $2 to $60 to $800. I don't know. But what can you tell any of us listening out there when they are looking for an oil? And again, I always call it the better than plan. Just step in, start considering the concept, start integrating it however you can. But what would you tell them to look for if they just wanted to pick?
I personally love the word of mouth model, because there is a lot of experiential evidence out there. So you can ask a friend, ask a neighbor, figure out what are people's experience telling them. For myself, I have been through the gamut of all kinds of brands and all kinds of sourcing models. And I have found that I really do prefer essential oils that have been clearly tested. I like to see not only the mass spectrometry and the gastro tests, I can't even pronounce the test, GMS. GS and MS testing, as well as other tests that just verify that they are in fact what they say they are. And then I think, again, the most important thing is just knowing what are you trying to do, right? Are you looking to make soap and have a candle in the background, or are you looking for a health benefit? And if so, reach out to someone who actually has that knowledge. I'm a certified essential oil coach, and have gone through some pretty extensive training to be able to know those nuances and help distinguish between, you know, perhaps a cheaper knockoff oil. If you're buying it at Walmart, you're getting Walmart quality, right? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much what you can use some common sense there and know that if you're really looking for a quality product, go to a quality source.
Well, and I think too, you can get the synthetic stuff out there, and the concern with that is, I mean, that doesn't have the same impact on the body.
No,
and again,
fact,
we're trying to get out of our brain into the body. It just adds more toxin and, you know, some of those things out there that we need to be aware of.
Yes,
about
absolutely.
Putting in the body.
Yeah. So once you've explored that aromatic experience and perhaps looking at topical use, there is quite a bit of conversation around whether or not essential oils should be ingested. And that to me is something
I've been curious about.
Again, I would not recommend that you do that willy-nilly. just because, again, the quality of your essential oils really matter. That being said, under guidance and with the right resources and knowing what you're doing, a lemon essential oil that's pure could be supportive for the digestion, or you might be able to incorporate essential oils specifically for an immune support or a detoxing protocol. And, you know, so that makes it sound a little bit maybe like, ooh, I need, you know, a little too intense or a little too inaccessible. But it's really my intention that each family knows the parameters under which they can use their oil safely. And with just a little coaching, a little conversation, and some good resources, I do believe essential oils can be very safely implemented in the
Fantastic.
Home.
I'll circle back to two quick things. Again, we were talking about how people can just, you know, maybe learn a little bit more, how they can just start this journey. And I'm hearing you say that, you know, clearly you're a great resource. There are coaches out there. And at the end of this show, and actually even now, I mean, we can, I'm sure you have a pretty elaborate website that there's a way to get in touch with you and just have that initial kind of groundbreaking conversation so that you find some comfort and confidence getting into this path.
Yeah, I do think that's an important piece. That way you have confidence and you really do know what you're doing. So you could definitely reach out to me, chantal-howard.com. That's chantal-howard.com.
Yeah, I just never heard of it, like an essential oil coach, but it makes a lot of sense because I was one of those people. It's like, okay, well, I like peppermint, so I just need a peppermint. But honestly, peppermint's like, I'm already wound tight. You know, I don't need more peppermint. I've got a lot of energy, so I need the calming, grounding, and strangely, I've really gotten into more of those earth-based smells, you know, frankincense, and which is so fun. And yeah, there's so much healing there. The other thing I want to just quickly, and then we'll jump into some of your favorites. We're kind of a long way getting there, but you mentioned oil. So one of the things, you know, to keep your body in more of an alkaline state or help become, because we have such an acidic system usually, is to just drink lemon water. So that's one of my practices in the morning, is I drink a hot glass of lemon water. Could you use an oil, and would it be the same?
Yes, if you have a high quality oil, and I can definitely go through that conversation. The difference is you're going to be getting an extract from the rind. It's not the juice. It is a different chemical compound, but the benefits are really unique. So I tend to actually include both because there's benefits with, you know, juicing a lemon as well as having the essential oil properties, that D-limonene in particular, which has remarkable health benefits, especially for cellular well-being. So there's some really neat synergy there.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I'm curious. That's why I always invite people on who I want to learn more things about.
So here's my little trick. I do lemon and a few drops of lemon essential oil. Sometimes I'll mix it up between grapefruit.
And cayenne pepper.
Absolutely. A little bit of monk fruit and some apple cider vinegar in a nice big quart jar. And it's, you know, just, it's a...
Monk fruit. Okay. I everything else I tracked, but that one, you lost me.
So monk fruit. Fruit's just a little, it's a natural sweetener. You can get it, it's super easy to find nowadays. So if you want something
that's a sweetener, it is. Oh, yeah. That would work for me then. Good. Yeah. Okay. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break because we are just, you know, going through this hour so quickly and we have much to cover. So hope you're having a beautiful Friday. Hello, welcome back. You're listening to North Idaho Radio. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Lindy Lewis, and you're listening to Let Your Color Out Living. And again, my mission with this radio show is to just interview people that follow their passion and just get very excited about any kind of healing aspect and finding ways to weave support the natural healer that we all have within. So on that note, I will continue to have this wonderful conversation with Chantal Howard. And I said, hand me your favorite oil. And she handed me two, but we'll start with frankincense. Let's talk about frankincense.
Yes. Oh, what a
the expensive oil, right?
A good frankincense is pricey coming out of Somalia.
But it's beautiful.
And it is quite an oil. And the journey it goes through is remarkable. It's worth discovering because frankincense is such a rare commodity today and has such a...
Where does it come from? Like what is a stone?
It's a tree, right? We have a tree. Okay. Yeah. In the real arid desert region of the world over there. And they scar the tree and they take these resin tears, and then those tears are what we steam distill the essential oil from. And the properties of frankincense are just remarkable.
Quick, I want to just pause you. Could it be the sap?
It is the sap. Yep. Okay. It's the sap. It's the same. That resin is what also would be burned as incense. So yeah, we have just such a long history of frankincense, and its value in history is really unmatched. At time of Christ, it would have been more valuable than the gold that he received.
Oh yeah. Right. So, right. Right. Well, was. It was one of the wise men gifts,
exactly,
wasn't it?
Exactly.
If you studied the Bible.
Right. So, but in terms of its benefits, we call it the Swiss Army knife of oils because it has ability to support the cellular system. It's gentle, more gentle than many of our oils that have intense immune properties. So it's going to be supportive for the immune system, but gentle. So it can actually be used on the skin. Great for beautification. They would have definitely been very familiar in ancient Egypt with frankincense for its
quickly rubbing it on my skin.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we love our frankincense, and it also has some incredible benefits for memory and the brain as well. So when in doubt, frankincense is your go-to.
Really,
absolutely. I feel like every home's got to have a bottle of frankincense.
It's a perfect segue. I think I started it a segment ago, but let's talk about the top five oils. If people are at home and they're like, we're going to try some oils, we're going to kind of explore this idea of supporting the natural healer within, yes. Or what did you say? The healthy?
The healer in the home.
The healer in the home. I like that. I will say the healer within, but you know, again, we're all kind of trying to support that emerging, quiet, lovely, graceful personality.
Yes.
But what would be your top five oils?
So frankincense right up there at the top. The next one that comes in is a protective blend, a blend that's going to be supportive for the immune system in particular. And it's going to have something, a combination like clove and cinnamon, eucalyptus, rosemary. A protective blend comes, sometimes it has wild orange or lemon. Really, really powerful oil for, especially this time of year when we're dealing with combating various, viral threats or bacterial threats in our environment. So really love that.
Next. So that is one, we've got one here, Shehenna, which is, and it does smell amazing. It's like Christmas in a bottle.
Yes.
It's got like, you can smell the cloves and the cinnamon in it. It's yummy. But this one is called On Guard. And I know I've been talked about too. Someone talked to me about the thieves, but it's this concept. I like that you called it a protective oil.
Right.
So it's basically a health immune system.
Yes,
support.
Exactly. You're going to reach for this the second you feel a sniffle, if you've been exposed to someone, the second you have that kind of back of the throat scratchy feeling or some.
Could you put it in a tea? Or?
You could put it in a tea form. You could also do a gentle lymphatic massage, right, with some carrier oil, a little coconut oil or jojoba oil, sweet almond oil, and just massage that on the lymph nodes. Applying essential oils to the feet is actually a thing. I know it sounds kind of bizarre, but basically it allows us an access point that's not as sensitive, right? It has large pores, no sebaceous glands. So we put it on the feet, especially if we don't know what else to do, because that way it gets more of a systemic effect pulled into the bloodstream that way. And it's going to be very, very effective actually. So before bed or when you wake up in the morning, it's an excellent practice. And with a protective blend, we usually recommend that you use it when you need it and then you let it, then you don't necessarily use it all the time. It's one of those that you reach for when you need it and then let it relax.
In just very simple forms, it could be almost an antibiotic. Like, right. Just grab it. Thank you. Thank it. It's been magical and helped my system heal. And now just set it back on the shelf until.
Exactly. The body likes that.
It's not something you just want to continue to ingest make sure you're getting it in your world.
The body likes that elasticity, as does the immune system, right? It's supposed to rise and fall to meet a threat. And we don't always want to keep it hyped up. So we like to let it, do its thing and give it some support.
Oh, so it really stimulates the sympathetic nervous system.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Essential oils play into this space hugely.
Yeah, and I clearly need a whole medicine kit of the parasympathetic stimulators. So we'll talk about that too.
Good.
That's going to be my emergency kit.
So definitely the next one in my top five would be a citrus, any kind of citrus, whether it's a lemon or a grapefruit or a wild orange or something of that. I think citruses are very versatile and they're very helpful for, they're wonderful to diffuse. They blend well with things. And I do think that gentle consumption of those is really helpful for detoxification in particular.
And they're so they're so happy.
They are.
They just give you a little You know, if you woke up and you're like, ooh, we have snow, or we had snow, or it's raining, you know, just grab a little citrus oil.
Lime, yes. Lime. One of the greatest antidepressants known to man.
Lime.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Love
it. Yeah, I think this, I mean, you know, we tend to naturally, our bodies go dormant right now. We start to go dormant with the trees. And then, you know, so it's a natural propensity to have some depression and some dark days. And that's normal. But so I'm hearing lime might be a great little thing to just have next to your bed if you're waking up flatlining, or if you
diffuser, that's a great tool. Yep, put it
instead
in
of grabbing
office.
Like a chocolate bar.
Yeah, which absolutely is, you
know, just give it a try.
A drop on the palm of your hand, rubbing your hands together, taking a great big deep breath, taking a moment for gratitude. I love associating essential oils with other habits because they tend to cement the good habits and vice versa. So that would be a perfect practice just to have a little gratitude moment when you use
beautiful.
Your essential, your citrus oils especially. So I love that.
Absolutely. I love that. So,
okay, we're down. We've got two more.
Two more.
Oh, boy. This is,
so a citrus of any choice.
Yes. And
got
we have our
protective
blend
and, of course, frankincense. All
yes.
Right.
So I think then my next recommendation, it's going to be tough, but I'm gonna say, I think we're gonna lean into a floral blend, a blend that has, and these come in different forms. But you know, if we have to be limited, the blends are nice because we get more bang for our buck. So I'm thinking of a blend in particular. We like to call it Serenity, but it has notes of lavender. Right? You could just do a pure lavender, of course, but lavender supported with vetiver and Roman chamomile and a little ylang-ylang. This is going to be your anti-anxiety rest blend. And those
are sympathetic.
Absolutely.
I mean, she's looking at me.
Yeah. Some people need it. Some people need it during the day. Other people like it just before bed. But, you know, this is another, it brings into the array of chemistry that we've already been talking about, kind of a different note. These are lower, more sedative, more calming, larger molecular structures, longer, they linger longer. You know, it's kind of fun. So we like that.
That's
and
nice.
So that's going to be kind of your counterbalance to your bright citruses. Peppermint, we have to put peppermint in there.
Tell us why. I mean, I just love it.
Yeah.
It's just, again, another happy, happy oil.
Right.
But why
and,
would you
know, it rounds out again, if we're talking about kind of this full spectrum of trees, herbs, spices, florals, well, we need our mints. And it's going to be your pain relief blend. It's going to be supportive for muscles, for joints, for headaches. It's going to be clarifying. It's going to have those, definitely the pick-me-up. If you do find yourself depressed, you pair it with that lemon, you're going to have a great combination. So I think that kind of brings us full circle. And you could say in that peppermint space, another blend of sorts as well that has those mints and wintergreen or some combination of those so that you have something that can be.
Oh, wintergreen's a nice smell too. And
yeah.
Great one.
Yeah.
So you could do a wintergreen.
Yeah. So really something for immunity, right? Something for detoxification and emotional well-being, something for pain relief, something for respiratory health. And you got that underlying frankincense, which is your overall full body system support guy.
Okay.
The king of oils.
Well, that is wonderful. Thank you. So again, any of you out there thinking you're wanting to start this, you can of course go to her website, Chantal, and we'll give you that once again right after the break. But honestly, I think it's a great place to start, you know, to start with two or three or four, you know, and Christmas is coming, guys. It's a great, let's not ask for stuff. Let's ask for an oil, right? It's funny. I even kind of put the kibosh on stuff this year. I'm like, I don't want more stuff. I need stuff for the system and memories and, you know, well, that's kind of my typical thing. But so this is a great opportunity.
Gift of healing. It goes a long way.
The gift of healing and health. Mm-hmm. It really is the health. And you're giving it to yourself, even if you have to buy your own. That is money well spent. Very well spent. So, all right, you're listening to North Idaho Radio. We're going to take one more break and we'll come in for our final segment already. I love it when they go so fast because it's just, it always means I'm fully enjoying this engaging conversation with Chantal. All right, we'll be right back. Hi, welcome back to Let Your Color Out Living. You're listening to North Idaho Radio, and my name is Lindy Lewis. I'm sitting in the studio with Chantal Howard, and she is giving us all kinds of wonderful insight and wisdom on essential oils and how they can be a big part of your immune support and your overall health, mind, body, and, of course, spirit. So with that, why don't you, maybe you could could expand a tiny bit on just right now, this transition of season plus COVID is, of course, still out there. What are some of the things that people can do to continue to bolster their immune system with these oils?
Perfect. Yeah. I am currently offering kind of an approach calling it heal before the holidays. And the reality is that we need to be able to address immune health from the foundation. So we need to be thinking about what we're putting in our bodies in terms of food, right? So we start with our diet. We start looking at whole foods. We start looking at cutting out our carbohydrates and our sugars. And believe it or not, essential oils can be fun to cook with. They can bring things to life. You can use all those good culinary herbal essential oils in your cooking. Makes it more fun. But also, if we keep them in their raw form, we get some of those benefits. And we're just helping you to realize that essential oils are about your whole lifestyle. Right? There's an essential oil to support you in making good food choices. From there, we can begin to look at metabolism, right? Metabolism, yeah. It's one of the key foundations to a healthy immune system.
Especially as you, after, you know, 50, our metabolism really changes, mm-hmm. speaking from experience.
Right.
So you're saying there's an oil that can help with the metabolism?
There is.
All right, sign me up.
Yeah, oils that are going to help support your healthy blood sugar levels, help curb cravings, and also, support metabolism in a healthy functioning way to keep you where you need to be. So that, to me, is really an important piece of overall immune health as well, because metabolism is about your energy. It's about how you're spending your body function. And we want to keep you in a place where you have that elasticity, that if a threat comes, you're ready to respond. The essential oil I mentioned before, that protective blend, is one among many essential oils that are antiviral and antibacterial. So a tool that I think is incredibly important right now is just having a diffuser in your home. You can help pull down the pathogen count simply by exposing yourself to those beautiful aromas and keeping your environment in a space where you're going to be benefiting both emotionally, but also just
offers a little humidity.
Yeah, so
that can't
a little
be
bit
bad right now.
Yep, yeah, we have some great tools now. Some humidifying diffusers, which are really nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Really fun. So,
you know, just since we're on the topic of diffusers, I think sometimes I have the expectation that when I put it on, like my whole house will smell, and it doesn't.
So you're looking at about somewhere. I mean, again, you can look at the specs. A solid diffuser should support about 300 square feet.
Okay.
Right. So a good bedroom. Of course, there's some research that shows that exposure to things like fir and spruce and other wood oils in that cypress are going to actually boost your T cells for up to 2 weeks. So diffusing is going to be powerful. And one of the best ways to do that is while you sleep. It takes about 17 to 20 minutes of constant exposure to reach that maximum absorbency in the lungs that's really going to pull it into your system and have that systemic effect that you're looking for.
Interesting.
So I recommend diffusers in bedrooms. Of course, you can enjoy them throughout the house, but in particular, right before you go to bed, I think that's one of the best things you can do.
I think it's just great in that I think my perspective has always been, it'll make the house smell good rather
sure.
than, well, I turn it off at the end of the night. I don't even think about putting it on. So, I mean, I'm hearing to put it on
yes.
at the end of the night and let your body just kind of go to sleep with that nice, right. Gentle scent.
Yeah. And diffusing throughout the house, get rid of those carcinogenic candles, right? Definitely do get rid of the Febreze and get rid of the toxic chemicals as much as possible. So wherever possible, use your essential oils for cleaning, use your essential oils for sanitizing. Let's talk about hand sanitizer. I mean, we are killing ourselves with this overuse of,
right.
of toxic chemicals.
Well, I was going to ask, can we just use that On Guard? Is that just as good?
The CDC might not say it qualifies, but we do have I have some resources for ways to make a hand sanitizer using some alcohol that then qualifies. In my opinion, a little On Guard is sufficient.
It's helpful. You bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so diffusing is a great one. What is another suggestion
you
might have?
So yeah, we're eating good foods. We're using essential oils to help our metabolism. We're incorporating essential oils through diffusing, and we're addressing threats right away. We want to be really proactive. The tip with essential oils is a little bit goes a long way, but we want to increase frequency because we can, you know, they do get expended quickly in the body. So when you have something going on, you can't expect an essential oil to be, oh, I used it once and 24 hours later, I used it again. That's not going to be effective. So learning to use your essential oils frequently
So you have a little travel kit.
Little kit, exactly, mm-hmm. using some essential oils and a soft gel, even if you need to use them internally, which I can mm-hmm. guide you through. Mm-hmm. You can really make an impact and have some remarkable outcomes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, thank you. I think this has been, you know, we're getting closer to the end of our hour, but I'm going to let you expand a little bit on your coaching and how you can help people with that. But it's really wonderful just to look at this and just consider it. You know, I'm a beautiful blend of Eastern Western medicine. I mean, I definitely have a treatment to help with the multiple sclerosis in the body that I've had for 15 years, but I have really embraced these natural modalities that have, I think, kept me very well and supported my my health, but also the immune system in ways I didn't know was possible.
Yeah. Well, I love coaching individuals, so I do a lot of one-on-one coaching, but I also come into people's homes and do classes that way. And it's so fun. It can be a great thing to do this time of year, invite people over, and we can talk about particular health concerns and ways in which we can create and craft our own household products and our own facial products, things of that nature, where we can really expand and explore. So whether it's in a group environment or one-on-one, I really do enjoy just setting up that wellness consultation conversation and helping to helping people to discover what they can do, and then in turn encouraging them to share. So I have a rather large network of individuals who help support people all throughout the country. So it's something that if you find yourself really going, wow, I want to unpack this more, I want to do this too, there's space and room for us to build that connection too.
That support.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit of how to get in touch with you, I guess, if someone were wanting to explore the idea of coaching or maybe having you come over and do a little holiday party.
Absolutely. Well, you can definitely head to the website, chantal-howard.com. So that's chantal-howard.com. And you can also email me, same thing, chantalhoward@gmail.com. There's no dash in that one. So chantalhoward@gmail.com, and just reach out to me that way. I'd love to explore, discovering where essential oils can support you in your lifestyle. No matter where you're at, they're going to be a gift, and definitely something I think every family needs and no family should be without.
Absolutely. I can't thank you enough for your time today. This has been just a great bit of information. And I think, again, let's just remind everyone who might have kind of tuned in and out of this show, I mean, the five top oils to start with, you want to just hit those?
Absolutely. So frankincense, it's going to be our definitely all around versatile oil and helpful for mental health as well. We've got our protective blend that is going to have some essential oils specifically for the immune system. I would encourage a citrus, whether it's lemon or lime or grapefruit. I think that you absolutely should have a peppermint in your arsenal and or a blend for pain relief and support in that space. And then a good floral blend, that can be sedative and calming and address those anxious, nervous struggles that we're all feeling and facing. Because that alone is going to make a big impact. If we can reduce the stress, we've got to reduce the stress.
That is the foundation for health, whether you're Eastern or Western.
That's right.
It is the foundation, getting the mind kind of right in that. All right. Well, I want to thank you all for listening to North Idaho Radio. And Chantal, thank you for coming in and spending your time and educating the North Idaho listeners about the possibility of oils and sort of awakening that healer within and having a healthier home, mm-hmm. home life at this time.
Absolutely.
So, all right. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day and enjoy your weekend. Mm-hmm.